On Midwest Week, possibly the last chapter in the outbreak several years ago of Legionnaires' disease at the Illinois Veterans Home in Quincy. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Tony Arnold, reporter for WBEZ, Chicago Public Radio. So remind us, Tony, how this all got started. When was the original outbreak out in Quincy?
Yeah, this is a Legionnaires' disease outbreak that began in 2015 at the Quincy Veterans Home. And that first outbreak was the most severe of all the outbreaks. There ended up being more outbreaks in 2016, 17, and again in 2018. And in fact, there was even a case found there again in December. But that first case in 2015 was by far the cause of the most damage and the most number of deaths.
Okay, now there's quite a distance from Chicago to Quincy. Why did you and WBEZ decide to investigate this?
Oh, we investigated this because we came across a dozen lawsuits against the state of Illinois for neglecting the people who died in these outbreaks. And those cases are not against the state of Illinois. Those are not normal. It's not often that the state gets sued for neglect of a death of someone. And so given the unique power of those lawsuits, we talked to the families about what happened, and it wasn't too long before everything we were learning just created more questions than answers that we were getting from the governor's office at the time and the Department of Veterans Affairs that manages the home and the Department of Public Health that managed the outbreaks. We learned that the state waited 6 days, the public health department waited 6 days before notifying the public, letting the family know that there was a Legionnaires' disease outbreak there in 2015. And that delay, it could have saved some lives if it had been presented earlier, because many families told us that they would have removed their loved ones from the home for a little bit. And we also learned possibly how this outbreak happened in the first place, which was a botched water repair job. And we also learned that the Department of Labor, under Governor Bruce Rauner, who was governor at the time, found fault with how the Department of Veterans Affairs managed the situation and notified staff of the severity of what was going on. There was just a lot of missteps across the way that we found and reported on, and it took a few years to uncover what we could about what happened there and why it was so bad.
And do you know what they've done since then to fix things? I mean, setting up a new water source for the home or anything like that?
Well, the most significant thing is that they are now building a whole new Quincy Veterans Home. $250 million. It's a very expensive endeavor that the state's now going under to do this. And part of that is a new water system. You're right. This is, in the meantime, they've emptied out a few buildings, moved some of the residents to temporary locations. And my understanding is that the COVID pandemic has not slowed down construction, that it's still continuing. And probably will be for some time, but that's the most notable difference here that's come out of all of this. In addition, there's been there was a lot of legislation that came out of our reporting. Probably another notable bill, at least, is the fact that the state can now not wait 7 days or multiple days before notifying the public of a Legionnaires' disease outbreak. Now they must be told within 24 hours, and in telling the public and telling the family members of residents.
Mm-hmm. So fast forward from your investigation of several years ago to earlier this year, what's happened in regard to all of this, Tony?
Well, this is, like I said, this has been a years-long endeavor for my colleague Dave McKinney and I in reporting this out. One item that came out of the initial reporting of the first year of reporting, which was in 2018, is that then Attorney General Lisa Madigan, a Democrat from Chicago, opened a criminal investigation into the state's handling of these outbreaks. And she did not run for re-election. The state elected a new attorney general in 2018, Kwame Raoul. And Raoul, when he came into office, he basically adopted two legal items that were coming out of this these outbreaks. Number one is these lawsuits from the families, which he ended up settling with all 12 of the families for a total of more than $6 million in penalties. Number two is this criminal investigation that Raoul adopted. And it's very unusual for a prosecutor to be open and forthcoming with the status of a criminal investigation. But he told WBEZ in an interview that his office has closed the criminal investigation. We know from subpoenas that they looked at the governor's office, they looked at the Department of Public Health, the Department of Veterans Affairs, and even the Adams County Health Department, looking at that botched water repair job that I mentioned, looking at how did they really do everything that they could have done to mitigate the outbreak, looking at what was behind the delay in notifying the public. And Raoul told us that while there may have been some missteps, that in his assessment, none of them violated any criminal statutes that are on Illinois' books right now. And as such, he's closed the criminal investigation. No criminal charges are going to be filed. And by and large, this is the end of this very notable chapter in this outbreak and all that's come out of these outbreaks.
Okay, now in recent months, there's been something that looked eerily similar to that at another veterans home in Illinois. What's happened in LaSalle?
Well, the state of Illinois runs four veterans homes. There's the one in Quincy. There's another one that's in LaSalle. LaSalle had a really bad outbreak of COVID-19, and many people got sick. Many more died. The numbers are pretty shocking. And this is we have a different governor now, J.B. Pritzker. This has happened in the last year here. I think that there is, while I understand that we're talking about diseases or a virus here in state-run veterans homes, and there are some rightful questions about did the governor's office and the state of Illinois do everything they could have done to address COVID at this veterans home that would have prevented these deaths? I'm going to really hesitate to draw too many lines here that connect Quincy to LaSalle. I think that they're very – Legionnaire's disease is not like COVID-19. Legionnaire's – we're in the middle of a pandemic. The LaSalle veterans home is far from the only – long-term care facility that has seen very dire consequences from getting inside. I think that the management style here of what happened in Quincy and what happened in LaSalle are very different. The responses from the two different administrations here have been very different from each other.